Ekanath, you are from Guyana. Where is that?
That's in northern South America. It's considered part of the West Indies, and it shares a border with Venezuela.
What kind of people live in Guyana?
Well, it's quite a mixed race there. Initially, the British had brought over Africans to work there, and Indians and Chinese. So predominantly, it's blacks, Indians, Chinese, and there are some native people there. They call the Amerindians. Tend to live more in the forest.
Tell me about the scenery. You're talking about forests. How does it look in Guyana?
As I explained, I've not been there. I saw a video recently, and I was quite surprised just how beautiful it was. It's lots of rainforest. It has the second largest falls in the world, I understand, the Kaieteur Falls.
You were 2 years when you moved from there. Do you have any memories of it at all?
Not at all, no.
What's your impression? Do people live peacefully together, even though they have different backgrounds?
Most of like my mother's generation, those who are older than myself, they all miss, mostly they've left Guyana. They're living either in the West, that is the UK, America, Canada, and a lot in Holland as well, because Guyana shares a border with Suriname, which used to be Dutch Guyana, so a lot of people immigrated to Holland. And they all speak of how beautiful the country is and how it was, but due to the poverty which came after independence in the 60s and the 70s and the corruption, they speak of it actually being a very dangerous place. And it's never been recommended I go back.
But do you still feel that Guyana is part of your identity and your culture?
That's a very interesting question, actually, because I don't. Because as a young man growing up in the UK, I always had trouble with my identity. Obviously, I have an Indian body, so I've never felt kind of accepted into the majority white population in the UK, although it's all I've really known. And at the same time, because I grew up here, my Guyanese family, cousins who had more links with Guyana, I never felt that they've actually considered me Guyanese. And despite the fact I have a body of Indian origin, the Indism never really accepted me as Indian because, one, I don't speak any language other than Indian. And so I had a big problem with this identification as a young man growing up.
So, what are the bridges, building bridges to other cultures and other people? Which ways did you find to get to know other people?
Well, I just felt I had to be myself, and it wasn't until my early 20s when I got into my faith and religion and I read books and philosophy that I understood that there was a higher identity which I could identify and feel comfortable with, and which at the same time was able to link me with other culture and other races.
I suppose you have learned a lot from being kind of multicultural
Yes, yes, yes.
person. How would you, if you should say something to young people about how to integrate, how to be yourself, what are the challenges? What would you say to a young person?
But it goes back to this identity that the more we try and identify with what I would call temporary designations of color and race, the more difficulty you will have. So it probably better for me to, because I'm quite a religious person, that's where my focus is, and which enables me to navigate my way through life and my different dealings. So for me, the understanding that we have one Father, God, and we all His children, spirit souls, it's quite useful for getting on with other people. It naturally, when we have that understanding, our heart is in a place where we can approach others in maybe a humble manner.
Have you traveled a lot in your life?
Mostly in Europe, I've traveled a lot and a bit in Asia. Yeah.
Do you have any plans of going back to Guyana?
I think I have to, just out of curiosity. Yeah, I would like to go and see. I would like to see where I was born, but I really don't identify with Guyana. So I think I identify more with India now, having been there quite often for the past 25 years and spent lengthy periods there. I do feel my roots are more there.
How important is English in Guyana?
English, well, as far as I understand, it's the main language. Even people of Indian descent, African descent, have accepted it with their different dialects and patois as their main language. It does unite the people there.
Do you know anything about the differences between British English and English in Guyana?
Well, my mother still speaks Guyanese English,
Mm-hmm.
and as she's getting older, her accent is becoming more distinct for some reason. And because I grew up with her, I can understand her. And even though it is English, people who come across her now, like my wife, she has trouble understanding her because of the different pronunciation, the West Indian patois. Yeah, it's very difficult for some people.
How is life in the UK in general, would you say, these days? Is it good to live in? You live in Scotland.
I live in Scotland. We hear a lot about difficulties. I've never gone without food or shelter. I don't know. I've not really noticed a difference myself.
So there are opportunities if we really, really want to work, if we
Yeah,
really want to do
yes.
something.
If you want something, it's out there. Yeah, there's certainly still opportunities.
And you have a son at school here. How is the school system?
Well, one of the reasons why we settled in Edinburgh, I'm very happy with the school that he's in Edinburgh. I think the teachers are very good. I grew up in London myself, and I didn't feel very encouraged myself in a London school. I think they were just overwhelmed. So it feels to me, certainly the school he's in, they have a lot more time for the pupil, which is important for me and hopefully helpful to him.
So he can choose his own subjects, or
Pretty much, yeah.
good.
There's quite a broad. There's quite a few subjects he can choose from. He feels like he wants to go into architecture, so he's quite focused in the subjects he needs to get.
School uniforms are still common here, aren't they?
In some schools, but in my son's school, there are no school uniforms.
So the school can choose whether they want to wear a uniform or not.
I don't know how it works. Certainly in this school, but there are schools around his school which are still wear uniforms. I'm not sure how it works, particularly here.
What about the future? How do you look upon the future? Are you optimistic or pessimistic?
Depends in what sense. If we go back to my faith and my grounding, according to my scriptures, circumstances will get worse. It's the nature of the age we live in. It's called Kali Yuga. It's not something which will happen overnight. It's a gradual falling down of values. I think all faiths have to acknowledge that. So in that sense, in the long term, things will get worse and more difficult. But I suppose if we keep hold of our faith, these can be stepping stones to something higher. So in that sense, it is optimistic.
Thank you.